tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another fantastic episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah, in today's topic and episode, we are going to discuss a very concerning subject matter, and that is bad assumptions cascade doors of evil. It's so true. And inshallah, joining me in the discussion is our colleague Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizullah. Jazakallah Sayyidi, welcome and marhaba to the program. Mashallah. And before we begin, let's start with the recitation of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, there is a beautiful hadith which I often mention, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, starting our topic with the blessed verse of the Holy Quran, where Allah Azza wa Jal states, indeed the ear and the eye and the heart, all of them will be questioned. Yes. Inna sama'a wal basara wal fu'ada kullu ulaika kana anhu mas'ula. Indeed the ear and the eye and the heart, all of them will be questioned. Commenting on this verse, Hazrat Allama Muhammad bin Ahmad Ansari Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah ta'ala, who passed away in the year 671 Hijri, he stated in his book of Tafsir, famously known as Tafsir Qurtubi, that it means the bondmen will be questioned about how each of them were used. Therefore, he will be questioned about the heart, meaning about the thoughts and beliefs he had in it. He will be also questioned about the eyes and the ears, meaning what he saw with the eyes and heard with the ears. Commenting on the same ayah, Al-Allama Sayyid Mahmud Al-Alusi Al-Baghdadi rahimahullah ta'ala, who passed away in the year 1270 Hijri, he stated in the book Tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani that this ayah, this verse indicates that a person will be held accountable even for the deeds related to his heart, which includes, for example, making a firm intention to commit any sin. He will also be held accountable for having malice, jealousy, self-satisfaction, and other inner diseases of the heart. However, Islamic scholars have explicitly stated that a person will not be held accountable just for thinking about a sin unless he makes a firm intention to commit it. Allahu Akbar. Yes. And why are we mentioning all of this? Because all of this relates to having bad assumptions. Yes, our hearts, our minds, they conspire in all of this to have bad assumption about someone. And the heart, you know, it is the thing which is most often used. People bring this body organ and any conversation, it just fits in.
Right.
You know, my heart wasn't easy. It was so heavy on my heart. People say things like this, you know, I felt it in my heart. And, or it just came to me and I felt it in my heart. Such thoughts that, you know, that were coming towards me and my heart felt it. That, you know what, this is the way to go. So this is the body organ always thrown around in every direction. Any conversation, you can always indulge it in. So, heart. Why is it called heart, meaning qalb? The Arabic word for heart is qalb. Why is it called qalb? In Arabic, the heart is called qalb, meaning to change. the changing one, because it experiences both good and bad conditions in different times. This fact also has been stated in the hadith that the heart is like the feather which is lying on the ground and is turned upside down and right side up by winds. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he mentions a hadith. He says that there's a hadith where it is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the hearts of people are between the two fingers of a Rahman, and he turns them in whichever direction that he wills. Allahu Akbar. There is a dua which the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would often make, and that dua is, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O the one who turns the hearts, keep my heart steadfast on your deen.
Subhanallah.
Such a beautiful dua. We should always remember to make this dua, inshallah, azza wa jal, because we need steadfastness on the deen of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi, you know, we are commanded by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the Quran also, the dangers of having bad assumptions is mentioned. And it is described by the word lan.
Right.
Inna ba'da dhanni ismun. So, in this regard, we should abstain from having bad assumption about others. It shouldn't be the first thing to cross our mind when we think of someone, when we look at someone, right? When we meet someone for the first time. Yes, it may not be a very pleasant situation, but that doesn't give us the license to harbor any kind of evil thoughts about that person. 100%. We don't even know that person, right? And sometimes looks are deceiving. What we may see apparently, that may not be the
true. We can't judge the book by its cover.
Yes. So, and it happens, it has happened many times to all of us, right? We thought of something to be as such, while the situation, the reality was totally opposite, right? And time and again, it manifests to us. You know what, and it should teach us that, you know what, don't judge a book by its cover. Because it is mentioned in a poetry of Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says that, Har gosha guma mabur ki khalist, shayad ki pilange khufta bashad. If you look at a bush, don't think it's just empty bush. You don't know if a tiger is pining in there. He's waiting for you in there. Allahu Akbar. So we shouldn't look at things and take it for its face value. Rather, we must also be sure that, you know what, if we are having this kind of thought, then it must be based on reality, not just some assumption that we have cooked up in our head. And this is something which we should safeguard ourselves from.
And with that, Muhasab, you know, comes knowing the facts. You know, it's not like a person must just go out and if he saw something or he saw someone, then he just starts, you know, assuming anything about that person without even knowing the facts. And this is what we see in society nowadays, where having an ill thought about someone, having a bad assumption about someone has become so widespread that wherever we turn, we see it happening. Whether it be someone who's rich, whether it be someone who's poor, people look and, you know, this bad assumption comes in their mind that this person is like that. This person is like this. This person, he's arrogant because he's rich. Maybe that rich person is not arrogant.
Yes.
You know, just based on that, you can't say that the person has pride because of being rich. How many of our pious predecessors that were wealthy, that were rich, but they didn't have pride?
Subhanallah.
You know, so on the basis of these things, we can't have bad assumptions about other fellow Muslims.
Definitely. And at the same time, if we are having bad assumptions about others, then if someone else thinks in the same line about us, we shouldn't mind it, right?
Oh,
why would you think that I would do something like that? Because if you are habitual of thinking of other people in the same light, others also may think about you in the same light, right? What's stopping them?
Definitely.
And this is something that, you know, there's a deeper communication, the negative energy.
Right.
You know, and each network, they are like-minded. Let's say, for example, you are a person who maybe, you know, likes to go gambling and so on.
Mm-hmm.
You will get along with like-minded people.
Right.
The same kind of people who go clubs and who do gambling.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Yes. And if you are a person of positive energy,
mm-hmm.
you five times you make sure that your attendance is there in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the masjid, in the first saf, then you will find many namazis are your friends, subhanallah. You may go together making the dhikr of Allah. You may go together calling towards righteousness, neki ka dawat. And you may also go place to place having ijtima of Dawat Islami, in the qafilas of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah. So yes, it is so true. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to always have our thoughts cleared from bad assumption. And this is from a sin. This is actually a type of sin. This is a spiritual disease which we just discussed, alhamdulillah, not very long ago. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we should also at the same time ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tawfiq to safeguard ourselves from having bad assumption about any of our Muslim brothers. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, we have a beautiful kalam. Huzur, aisa koi intizam ho jaye baba brother. Milad Raza Attari. And there is also a beautiful nasiha, which is about we need to strengthen our faith, about strengthening our iman. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, listen to the naat and the nasiha. And then after that, we'll be back shortly discussing our topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Huzur aisa koi
کبھی جون قیام ہو جائے کبھی جو حضور آپ جو سن لے تو بات بن جائے، حضور آپ جو سن لے تو بات بن جائے، حضور آپ جو کہہ دیں تو کام ہو جائے، حضور آپ جو کہہ دیں تو کام ہو جائے، اور حضور آپ جو چاہے تو کچھ نہیں مشکل، حضور آپ جو چاہے تو کچھ نہیں مشکل، سمٹ کے پاس لائے چند گام ہو جائے، سمٹ کے پاس لائے چند گام ہو جائے، اور مزہ تو جب ہے فرشتے یہ قبر میں مزہ تو جب ہے فرشتے یہ قبر میں کہہ دیں سبھی حمد حت خیر انام ہو جائے، سبھی حمد حت خیر انام ہو جائے، حضور ہے سلام کے لیے حاضر غلام ہو جائے.
A lot of decisions are made from the heart, are made from love. Every decision is not made with mind. The logic said that you will burn in fire, but love said that my pleasure is in the pleasure of Allah. We tend to use logic and reasoning in many things of life. May Allah forbid, now we've even started to ask for logical reasoning behind many Islamic principles. People say things like, what is the logic behind this? What is the logic behind this ruling? What's the logic behind that principle? What is the logic behind the shares of men and women in inheritance? Why doesn't a woman have the right of divorce? Why only a man? What kind of logic are we running after? Just give me one simple reply. Leave every other logic on the side. All the Muslims who are listening to me in the world, have you seen Allah? No one has seen. We believe in the unseen. Allah is one. We've accepted this greatest of the facts. We've not physically met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, but we know he came. He's the last and final messenger. We didn't see Jibreel Amin bringing the Quran, but we believe that the Quran is the word of Allah which Jibreel Amin brought upon the heart of the Prophet. And it's an unparalleled book. We have not seen the Day of Judgment, but we believe that the Day of Judgment will arrive, and without this belief, our faith is not complete. We have not personally seen punishment or reward being given to a person inside the grave, but we believe that it's either a garden of paradise or a ditch of hell. After believing in so many news of the unseen, the news of the ghaib, these whispers are being infused in our minds that ask, what's the reason behind this ruling? What is the logic in it? My dear youth needs to understand this, that we are being moved away from the right track of Sirat-e-Mustaqim. We are believers. We believe in the unseen. We are to submit. We are to believe. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. We have the entire belief system of ours that we memorize, that we believe in the unseen. We believe in the Day of Judgment. We believe in all the prophets. We believe in all the heavenly books. But today, confusions are being caused and people are also getting confused because they also want to hear. Learn from Prophet Ibrahim. The work of fire is to burn. The fire is made to burn. But the love of Prophet Ibrahim declared that if this is the command of Allah, then I am pleased with it. And then what did fire do? Did it burn him? No, it did not. Listen to another couplet. What did? The poet of East, Dr. Iqbal, said that agar aaj bhi ho Ibrahim sa iman paida. That's the problem we have today. The level of iman has flawed. Agar aaj bhi ho Ibrahim sa iman paida, aag kar sakti hai andaaz-e gulistan paida. Fire will become garden today as well, but first bring that level of iman. If iman like that which was displayed in Badr is adopted today, then help of angels will come today as well. The thing is that the level of iman is not the same now. So we need to understand this. We make so many decisions on the basis of calculator, like I will pay my zakat, this will reduce my wealth. And then we are encouraged further to give sadaqah as well. 2.5% is already difficult. And now you're asking me to donate more in the way of Allah. You narrate a hadith as well that your wealth will increase, but the calculator is telling me otherwise. Dear Islamic brothers, there's one calculator that me and you have, and then there's one calculator of divine mercy. Trust me, everything cannot be perceived through logic. And this is so evidently obvious that call an accountant. Call a chartered accountant instead. His calculation will tell you that paying zakat will reduce your wealth. Giving sadaqah will reduce your wealth. But the iman says that the Holy Prophet said that by Allah. He didn't only say that I say. He took an oath on the name of Allah. That spending in the way of Allah will not reduce your wealth. And who shall I trust more? The calculator of the Holy Prophet. And ask those who trusted the Holy Prophet. As their wealth increases every year. He who's giving in the way of Allah, his wealth is being multiplied. How come? The calculator is saying otherwise. A few matters are decreed elsewhere, their calculation is elsewhere, mercy is decreed from elsewhere, embrace firm faith first. What tremendous iman Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam possessed. The people of love succeed and excel while the people of logic keep thinking. Right? Aql ko tanqeed se fursat nahi, ishq par a'mal ki bunyad rakh. The day your iman and your deeds are founded upon love, you will see that then no one will be able to confuse or misguide you.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Welcome back to your viewers, Subhanallah. We have been listening to the beautiful Naat, Subhanallah, and then Madani Pearls of Wisdom from our Honorable Rukneshura Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Hafizahullah Ta'ala. Subhanallah, after having listened to the Naat, the Kalam, and obviously the beautiful Madani Pearl, let's inshallah Azza wa Jal revert back to our topic of discussion for today, and that is bad assumptions cascade doors of evil. Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited this action of having bad assumption, and He has stated, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم. O believer, avoid excessive assumptions. Indeed, some assumption become sin. Sayyidina Allama Abdullah Abu Umar bin Muhammad Shirazi Baizawi rahimahullah ta'ala, who passed away in the year 791 Hijri, has stated in Tafsir Baydawi that this is because a Muslim should be careful about all of his assumptions and ponder about the kind of the assumptions he has experienced. Explaining this blessed verse of the Holy Quran, Sayyidina Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah ta'ala, who passed away in the year 606 Hijri, stated in the book Tafsir Kabir, that sometimes the deed done by a person appears to be an evil apparently, but it may not be the case in reality. He may be doing it forgetfully, or the observer may himself be mistaken. Allahu Akbar. You see, subhanallah. Let's say, for example, somebody in the month of Ramadan, right? This is just an example. Somebody in the month of Ramadan, and he forgetfully started eating, and he just happened to enter the room. What would you think of that person? Are you supposed to entertain the bad assumption, oh, this person, now I know. No, he's been eating all along. He doesn't keep a single fast. Now his reality is exposed. Ba'adallah. Whereas the reality is that this person forgot that he was fasting and he started eating. Subhanallah. You see how a bad assumption may lead you to belittle someone, a Muslim brother. Allahu Akbar. And what is an assumption? Any thought that comes into mind of a person on the basis of an apparent sign is called assumption. It is also called zan in Arabic. For example, if a person see rising smoke at a distance, the thought of fire comes into mind. And there are three basic types of assumptions that we may have. One is good assumption, the other is bad assumption. You either think good of someone or bad of someone based on the apparent signs. And there are two subtypes of each of the above. Sometimes it is wajib and sometimes it is mustahab to have good assumption. For example, it is wajib to have good assumption about Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ana inda zanni abdi. And to do so is mustahab about a righteous Muslim, meaning to have good assumption about a righteous Muslim is mustahab. Likewise, bad assumption is also divided into two categories. Number one, that is permissible, and number second, that is prohibited. First condition is that it is permissible to have such a bad assumption about an open sinner that accords with the deeds he commits. Allama Muhammad bin Ahmad Ansari al-Qurtubi rahimahullah ta'ala, who passed away in the year 671 Hijri, he has stated that it is impermissible to have bad assumption about a pious person, meaning it is not permissible to have a bad assumption about a pious person. However, if a person commits major sins openly and is notorious for transgression, it is permissible to have bad assumption about that person. Allama Sayyid Mahmud Alusi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has stated that bad assumption will be haram when a person, the presuming person, has had assumption about refrains from sins and is well known for his piety and honesty. However, if a person publicly commits such evil deeds that make others suspicious of his action, such as visiting the bar, keeping the company of female singers, staring at attractive, you know, people, it is not haram in this case to have bad assumption about him, even if the assuming person has not seen him drinking alcohol, committing fornication or indecent acts. Allama Ismail Haqqi rahimahullah ta'ala, he also has said something similar, that he says that one should not have assumption unless one has pondered about the person's character. If the other person is pious, one should not have bad assumption about him just on the basis of an insignificant suspicion. Rather, one should be careful about it. Moreover, one should not have bad assumption about anyone as long as it is possible to have good assumption about him. It is permissible to have such bad assumption about the transgressors which accords with the deeds they commit. Subhanallah. So these are the different verdicts regarding having different kinds of assumptions. Sometimes having a bad assumption is permissible, sometimes it is impermissible, and under what conditions, that has been mentioned by the Mufassir of the Holy Quran. And now, inshallah, the second condition. Bad assumption is permissible when there is great probability of suffering a loss. For example, while making someone a business partner, or making a business deal with him, or renting something from him, or making any financial deal with him. If an Islamic brother spontaneously has bad assumption about him due to any of his doubtful acts, then it is permissible for the Islamic brother to take certain precautionary measures based on this bad assumption without harming the other person. If the Islamic brother unreasonably forms a good assumption and the other person turns out to be a cheater who has had a bad intention, then it is very much likely that the Islamic brother will suffer a loss. So yes, these are the different alhamdulillah scenarios under which we have been taught by the beautiful Deen of Islam under the tafsir of the Holy Quran, subhanallah. The second is bad assumption is prohibited. When it is prohibited, it is prohibited to have bad assumption about Allah Azza wa Jal and about a pious Muslim, subhanallah. And this is mentioned in Tafsir Khazain al-Irfan. Having bad assumption about Allah Azza wa Jal means to assume that Allah Azza wa Jal will not provide me with sustenance, or He will not protect me, or He will not help me, etc. Allahu Akbar. And these are the dangers of having bad assumptions. This beautiful saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says, refrain from bad assumption. Indeed, bad assumption is the worst lie. The Honorable Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that a Muslim's blood, wealth and bad assumption about him is haram for the other Muslim. And it is narrated from Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha that one who has bad assumption about his Muslim brother, indeed he has bad assumption about his Lord Azza wa Jal. These are the dangers of having evil thoughts about people, other people, whereas we forget ourselves. You know, if we only start to look at our own flaws, you know how much full of flaws we are. How much are we drowning in our own sins? We'll stop looking at others' flaws. Others, you know, signs in the others of, you know, this person may be not a nice person because I see this in him, I see that in him, he does this, he does that.
Mm.
Take a good hard look at the mirror.
Mm.
And then inshallah, it will become apparent to you. You know what, I need to focus on myself before I point fingers to somebody else. Sayyidi, alhamdulillah, these are the various different rulings with regards to having assumption about right. others. Inshallah, there are, mashallah, different parables of our pious predecessors. They have mentioned the dangers of having evil assumption, Sayyidi.
Absolutely. Well, Munasab, it's mentioned in Rawdul Riyahin. It's mentioned in this book that there is a parable of there was a person who had a bad assumption. And it goes by, once there was a pious person who entered the masjid. And he entered the masjid with the intention of praying salah. And he says that I observed that there was a wealthy trader sitting there, right? And the other person who appeared to be a beggar was making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this beggar, what was he saying in his dua? He was saying, "Oh Allah, I wish to eat such and such food." Right? He said this dua. So listening to it, this wealthy trader immediately had a bad assumption about this beggar who was making this dua.
Allah.
And he said to himself, this wealthy trader, he said to himself that I would have definitely given him some food if he had come directly and asked me, I would have given it to him. But he is playing a trick on me. He is loudly praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loudly making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that I listen to him and provide him with the food. Now imagine, look at his assumption. He was thinking to himself that just because this person is saying loudly, he's trying to show me that, you know, you can't do anything. And spitefully, this wealthy trader, he said, now I would not give him anything. Even if he comes to ask me, I would not give him nothing at all. So this beggar, after he finished, made his dua, he went to sleep at the corner of the masjid. After a little while, one person came, an unknown person. He came carrying a covered platter, and his eyes, he started to look for this beggar. He started to look for this person, that where do I find this person? He doesn't know the beggar doesn't know him. So eventually, he found him at a corner. He woke this beggar up and kept this platter in front of him with utmost humility. This trader noticed that it was the same food the beggar had made dua for. Allahu Akbar. He ate as much as he desired and he returned the rest. The trader now asked the person who brought the food, "Tell me for the sake of Allah, please tell me, do you know him? Do you know who he is?" He replied that, "By Allah, I do not know who he is. And I am only a laborer. I am a worker. My wife and daughter had a desire for about a year to eat this food, but we couldn't afford it.
Allah.
Today, I earned a wage of 1 mithqal of gold. So I bought meat and other things. Then I went to sleep as my wife was cooking the food. And whilst I was sleeping, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blessed me in my dream. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that a friend of Allah has come in your locality today."
Allah.
And look at that wealthy trader who judged that beggar who was making dua loudly. Little did he know that that was a wali of Allah. That was a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he is staying in a masjid. He also has a desire to eat the food you have got prepared for your wife and your children. Take this food to him. He will eat as much as he desires and he will return the rest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you blessings in the leftover food and I guarantee you paradise. So this person, he told this dream to this wealthy trader. And now this wealthy trader, he thought to himself that I also want to be blessed. I also want reward. And he asked the trader that I will give you 10 mithqal of gold. I will give you 100 mithqal of gold. Let me also have a share in this deed. But this person said, no matter what you offer me, whatever the amount may be, I will never ever accept anything you give me because this is coming directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has guaranteed Jannah for me. And this person, this wealthy trader, he lost out on that reward just because of having a bad assumption. And how often we see that now? We see, you know, someone, for instance, let's say in today's time, we see someone who's making dua loudly. We don't know whether he is a friend of Allah. We don't know whether he is a wali of Allah. So this goes to show that we can't go around, you know, judging everyone that this person is like that, this person is like this, and thinking ill about them, that no, he's a show off, that's why he's making dua like this, he has this in his heart. No, we can't carry on like this. Rather, it is our duty as followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to always protect the honor of other fellow Muslims, to always safeguard the honor of other fellow Muslims, and always think good about others.
Definitely. I mean, if, let's say, for example, immediate instant gratification, you know, you're thinking of someone, evil assumption about someone, and then you start to share it immediately with others, or maybe perhaps you don't directly approach that person. You know, you want clarification, right?
Right.
I saw you doing this. I don't know what was the reason that you did this, but apparently it seemed to me like this. I want to know from you. Right. I need clarity on this.
Right.
So instead of reaching the person who is concerned in this matter, you are reaching the third person. You are telling the whole thing. First that you know it, right?
Right.
You got this assumption. This is not the reality. It is your own thoughts,
right,
your own interpretation of what might have happened. And then you're telling someone else. And then later on, that same person comes to know, and he knows this not to be true. But by the time it reaches the third and the fourth person, it becomes a lie.
Yeah.
Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the suspicion is the biggest lie.
And this, Munasab, it actually creates many more problems.
Yes.
That's what we find, you know, especially within family, there are so many family problems. Why? Because maybe one got a bad assumption about that person. This bad assumption has been around everywhere. And it's at times, you know, we see that it's hard for people to control that. How does one control or avoid not having bad assumptions?
Now, whenever that person is mentioned to you, that thought will come to your mind.
Immediately, yeah.
The picture is already painted. Allahu Akbar. Imagine somebody does that to us for character assassination. This happens.
True.
It is the reality that we are living, unfortunately. Let's say, for example, we tell others, we listen from others about someone else instead of, you know, finding out for ourselves.
Yes.
And this may be further away from the reality, but we do it. A shair very beautifully says, "Auron se kaha tumne, auron se suna tumne. Auron se kaha tumne, auron se suna tumne. Kuch humse kaha hota, kuch humse suna hota." So this is what we do. We think of something and then start relating it to others. Then others will add maybe two more cents to it. Right? And then it becomes the whole concoction of lies. Allahu Akbar.
Allah.
Whereas if we approach directly to that person, spoke to him humbly that, you know what, this is for my own, you know, sake of understanding.
Yeah, for my own closure.
Yes. And mashallah, then it becomes clear. But no, now people want drama. So a lot of people, they want drama in their life.
Right.
They don't have enough drama. That's why so much of dramas are being watched on the TV. Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us from this type of culture where we are seeking, you know, negative drama, negative vibe in our life. We are seeking, we are craving it. This shouldn't be the reason. A Muslim is the one who's peaceful. Muslim wants peace. Islam is peace, subhanallah. And a Muslim is peaceful. And who has Islam will want peace. Islam should harbor peace, not drama and negative energy and malice and hatred and jealousy about someone, evil thoughts about someone.
And it's so true, Masab, that, you know, having evil thoughts, bad assumptions, it certainly opens the doors not only of one evil, but of many evils. From one bad assumption, from one bad thought, jealousy occurs, hatred occurs, severing of family ties occurs, disunity occurs. How many things occur that break family relationships, that, you know, disunite people in the society just because of having bad assumptions? Imagine if you have to turn the tables, and supposedly if a person came and said something that, you know what, person A, is like this, he did that, he went there, he went here. And that same information, you went and clarified it, gotten the facts from it, that is it true, is it not true, instead of harboring that thought in your mind and then not wanting to talk to that person and then in your mind starting to curse that person and spreading that news to others as well. And now all of them, whoever got the news, they would also start having the same feelings towards this person. How chaotic would that end up to be? How chaotic it would be? Instead of just going directly to the person, asking for the facts, settle it right there and then everything's finished.
Yes, because that's too easy. That's plain and simple. Yeah. Nobody likes simple nowadays. You know, everything has to be sophisticated. Everything has to be like, you know, there must be some spices to it, you know.
You know, everyone wants to avoid the ups and downs, but it looks like here they want to go up and down.
Yes. So the roller coaster, some may enjoy it. Ma'azallah. And we truly need to get ourselves, you know, keep ourselves in check, our hearts in check. No, are we deviating from the correct way of living, from the sunnah way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from the values of Islam? If we are deviating from it, then we should catch ourselves in the act and bring ourselves right on track.
100%.
And inshallah, we should do it for ourselves, for our loved ones, in a very pleasant manner, not like, you know, too forcefully make them adhere to it, but through wisdom, through hikmah, inshallah, azza wa jal. One who indulges in bad assumption gets closer to his doom, because bad assumption causes many other sins. Say the first is bad assumption itself may be a sin at times. Right?
Okay.
And furthermore, it in itself will open many doors to other sins. And which is our topic of today, bad assumptions cascade doors of evil. So it multiplies, you know, one evil multiplies into other evils. And let's say, for example, if one expresses the bad assumption to a person he had bad assumption about, there is a strong possibility that it will hurt his feeling, and it is haram to hurt a Muslim's feeling without permission from Sharia. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that one who has upset a Muslim has upset me, and one who has upset me has displeased Allah. If a person expresses the bad assumption to someone in the absence of the person he had bad assumption about, it will become backbiting, and backbiting of a Muslim is haram. It is mentioned in the Holy Quran, and do not backbite one another. Would anyone among you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother?
Allah.
So you will dislike that. Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, he stated that it is Satan who deceives a person into having bad assumption about a Muslim. Yes, you are listening to evil whispers of Shaitan. Indeed, some assumptions are sins. After a person has permanently had a bad assumption about someone, Satan provokes him into expressing it with his tongue. In this way, the person indulges in backbiting, getting closer to his doom. Or he shows negligence in fulfilling the rights of the person he has bad assumptions about. Or he considers himself to be superior to the other, and he considers others to be inferior. All of these lead to one's doom, ultimately. Bad assumptions, they cause the assuming person to become curious about the faults of other people, which in itself is actually a very filthy trait to have. And then this is because the heart of the presuming person does not get satisfied merely with assumption about, rather, the heart now demands investigation. It demands causing curiosity about the faults of the other person. Now let's dig and find out. Yes, and this is in fact forbidden. This is haram. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, "Wala tajassasu," and do not find faults. And here, some of us, we do it so, you know, devotedly. We enjoy it. Like, you know, it is so enjoyable to some of us that, you know, it is in the society that we live in. Some people I've heard, you know, I've seen that they even have, you know, that they peep into neighbor's house. They don't have anything good to talk about. They will talk about the whole town, except for them, about themselves. Instead of asking how you feeling, is your health okay, mashallah. It's been a long time since I've seen you. Know, how's the other person doing? Is he still married? Oh, okay. Oh, that person got divorced? Oh, what happened? Right. And then it will open, you know, layers of onions. And this is such a thing, peeling onions. You'll never have enough of peels, right? Onion will get finished, the peels won't finish. So this is what happens. One thing will lead to another, cascading into different doors of evil. And this verse of the Holy Quran, where Allah Azza wa Jal states and commands us, and do not find faults. Explaining this verse of the Holy Quran, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who passed away in the year 1367 Hijri, stated in Tafsir Khazain al-Irfan that neither find faults with the Muslims, nor get curious about their hidden matters that Allah Azza wa Jal, who is As-Sattar, has concealed.
Subhanallah. So, you know, that just shows that who are we to get involved into the matters of others? You know, everyone, most complain that I don't have the time, I don't have time. But how is it that time is taken out by some people to get involved in thinking ill of others, in thinking bad? How is it that one gets the time, enough time, to find faults in others? How is it that one gets the time to backbite about others? And then the same people complain that, you know what, I don't have time. Time is there. But the thing is, we are using our time in the wrong way. We are using our time in ways, not only of it being wrong, but in ways that cause disunity in society. In ways that, you know, bring about, as I've mentioned earlier, bring about family discords. And these are things that, you know, we should not be doing. Because by doing this, we are just going to be putting ourselves, you know, more and more and more down, more and more deep, filled in sins. And this is not something that we want. We want the rahmah, we want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, that same time that we use in, you know, searching for the faults of others, that same time we can use to look within ourselves. Let me see where I am going faulty. Let me see what I am lacking, so that I can strengthen that aspect. I can better myself. I can be a better human being, and I can be a better Muslim. This is what, you know, everyone wants. Everyone wants to be better than others. Everyone wants to be more of an upclass than others. But how seldom do we hear that I want to be better than myself? And for this, it takes time, it takes self-introspection to look within you, to see where you are lacking. And then you strengthen those aspects. And in that interim, in that process, you are building yourself up. You are bettering yourself. You are making yourself a better version of you. That's what everyone wants.
Subhanallah.
Not in going around and saying, you know, oh, this person, he did this today. That auntie, she cooked this today. You must make it better. This is what we see in society today, which is not the way, because these ways, they only bring about problems. They may apparently seem as entertaining. They may apparently seem as if it's bringing pleasure to your heart, but it is only for that moment. The long-term effects and the long-term side effects, that is something else on its own. Because that side effects and those long-term effects can affect you and can affect your family as well. Because a person may think that, you know what, I am searching for faults in you. Only you are going to be harmed by it. Only you are going to be damaged by it. But no, it doesn't really work like that. That person may be getting damaged. But sooner or later, you are also going to be getting damaged. You are also be going to be having the same effect like what that person is having. So this is something that we also need to avoid, and avoid having bad assumptions about others.
Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, with good intentions.
Inshallah.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us from this evil sin and from this spiritual disease. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. Jazakallah, Sayyidi.
Ameen.
Beautifully explained. And yes, if you thought that, you know, this is something you don't need to worry about, bad assumptions, you can assume anything about anyone, then no, anyone also can assume anything about you. If you don't like it, others may also not like it, right? So why do it? Because you're not going to gain anything out of it. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, let's get rid of this evil habit of having assumption about others, assuming things about people, you know, because that may be further away from the truth. And we should be the people who are after the truth. If it is something true, then no problem. But don't go now concocting something in your mind and having assumptions, you know, based on what you may theorize about someone, you know, what your idea of someone is. That may be your own interpretations. And this world doesn't run on interpretations. We are living in the real world. So be real. Be true to yourself, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And instead of, you know, looking for faults in others, first look at your own faults, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And that may, you know, keep you so busy that you don't have time now to look at other people's faults. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you blessed. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad,
sallallahu
alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find